All right, next patient we're going to do is going to be Cleve, C-L-E-V-E. First name, last name, Vercherve, as in Victor, E-R-C-H-E-R. And it's 1526. Patient was seen for face-to-face evaluation today, period. Patient is in his fourth benefit period, extending from 11-13-2025 to 1-11-2026, period. Date of birth for this gentleman, by the way, is 3-4-58. So he's a 70... 67-year-old gentleman, currently on hospice with history of hypertensive heart disease, along with heart failure. Patient is, appears quite weak. Patient is breathing on his own with supplemental oxygen at this time with O2 side of 94%. He does have oxygen, 92%. He does have oxygen available to him. He also have core pulmonary and COPD. He definitely requires oxygen at home at night, because when he sleeps, his O2 sat drops and he becomes O2 dependent to keep his O2 around 90%, period. He's ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent. Patient requires pain medication. He's short of breath at all times, requires NEP treatments regularly. Has a PPS score of 50%. Is oriented to person and place. He belongs to New York Heart Association Class 3, sleeping, which he gets short of breath with any activity and moderate and some exertion. He also has minimal exertion. He's taking a turn for worse per his son. Dre, Cleve, C-L-E-V-E, who tells me that he's much weaker and has had both mental and mental decline as well as physical decline consistent with his hospice diagnosis of hypertensive heart disease, period. Overall prognosis remains poor. He does wear a diaper. He is ADL dependent. KPS score has now dropped to 40% from 50%. Most likely has less than 6 months to live and remains hospice appropriate at home under his son's roof. Thank you.